Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. So, a lot of times, you know, people ask me, especially after having written, you know, Seemingly and everything, A Diary of a Hot Mess, they always ask me, like, well, how do you deal, you know, with your demons, and how do you, you know, how do you combat them? People can sit there and act like, you know, oh no, I don't know people that live like that. Shit, yes you do. You just probably don't talk to them. And that's okay. But I would like to acknowledge my hood roots whenever I can, because sometimes we can end up back there and not want to be there. I am not a peacock. I'm more of a shark. So I don't need to flaunt my feathers and, you know, fucking walk around and act like, you know, this is fit to happen and I'm fit to do this. I don't like the fit to do's. I'm more of a, I did this shit, I'm a shark, I laid in wait, I'm a night feeder, I waited, I came at y'all at an angle, and I ate your fucking face. I ate your whole life, and that's what I did. Because if I have to tell you, one of my things is, if I have to tell you I'm coming, if I do tell you I'm coming, I'm already here.
I'm here, y'all.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, D. Scott. Hey, y'all, it's your girl, D. Scott. Hey, y'all, it's your girl, D. Scott. Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott.
It's your girl D. Scott. It is Monday as usual. The show is called The Fin to Do People vs. People Who Are Doing. It is March 30th, the day before my little Chichi baby's birthday. Boom. His birthday is March 31st, so tomorrow we will be celebrating that for probably like the next 3 months. As next week, I'll be out of town. As of Tuesday, I'll be on a southern tour. And so tonight's show, I said I was going to discuss the fin to do people and the people that are always fin to do something, but we never actually see them do anything. It's just implied, and that's fine because, you know, I'm all about privacy and shit like that. But at the same time, I also believe that you should also always be active in your communities as a parent, as a spouse, as, you know what I mean, as some sort of pillar. And so I just have been having some problems lately with people that are annoying the hell out of me, because it's always implied that you're making all this money and you're doing all these things. I don't see it. So not that you have to show me, because I don't care, because I don't put my business out there like that for a reason. A, I don't want to get robbed. B, you know, and I just did another situation where people were stealing photos off my Instagram, which is at miss.d.scott. And some of them subsequently on my Twitter at DMSST93. And, you know, there's this big struggle to be liked, to be accepted, and to be all these things. And that's great, but I just need you to figure out how that translates into me making money. Because if you liking me doesn't translate into me making money and we're not related, zero fucks. I cannot care about things like that. And people say that's cold. No, it's not really cold. You know what's cold? My coffee, when I sit and read through timelines of people that are fit to do shit and I wait on them to do it. My coffee is what's cold. I'm not cold. My coffee gets cold waiting on y'all fit to do this shit. And I'm going to tell you something else, you know, and I always say this, and you know, I'm sure it's something that other races deal with as well, but, you know, as minorities, you know, not just black people, but as minorities, our biggest disease is inconsistency. I remember about 2 years ago, I went to my editor, Saladin, and I said, you know, I want to start an online magazine. And so I did all the research. I am a researcher times to the 100th power. And he said, you know, Denise, that's fine, but you know, you need to make sure that you have about 6 months to a year's worth of information stacked up and issues ready to go in the event that, because I always wanted to do something that had to do with travel and lifestyle and parenting and being a mom and, you know, families. And, you know, even if I just featured, you know, one destination a month, because this year, like I said before, on my Instagram, on my Facebook, that I will be taking a trip every month, which I do anyway, but mostly this year it's to commemorate my mother as well as my milestone birthday. So I remember thinking, wow, that's a lot of work. And then a lot of the online magazines that I saw, they went out of business. Or a lot of the blogs that I saw, they went out of business. Or they, you know, last blog post was 18 months ago. And it's because we are inconsistent and we don't follow up with things. We don't follow up with people. And I am the supreme bugaboo when it comes to consistency, following up, you know, remembering certain things, remembering what you like to eat, remembering what you like to drink, you know, trying to send things for a birthday or a baby shower or things like that, just because I feel that that's how you build relationships. So no different than when you have to court, you know, a woman, or a man is courting a woman, or as a woman, you have to court the parents. You know, if this is a family that you're marrying into, you have to court the parents. So there's always a courting process. And even in business, you know, when I was a broker in real estate, you know, we would get lunch bought for us by different, you know, different title companies that wanted to use us, or different, you know, banking institutions that said, hey, send us these type of loans that you have, and, you know, things like that. So there was always the greasing of the palm, so to speak. So I just, you know, I'm just very glad that I've been able, this show now has been on, I believe it's 8 months, March, April, May, June, July. Yeah, I believe we're 7 months. We're going into 8 months now. The show's been on. We've been consistent every Monday night, 9 p.m. Sometimes my shows are an hour. Like tonight, my show will be an hour. Most times they're 2 hours because I have enough to talk about. But if things get getting good, obviously I can extend the show, which I did when we were in Pittsburgh. So I'm just very fortunate that, you know, one of my gifts, for as much as I procrastinate, and trust me, I freaking do. You know, I'm the girl that packs the night before. I'm the girl that, you know, waits to the last minute to pay these bills or do whatever needs to be done, when I know damn well I could have paid them far in advance. I just don't feel like it, and I don't. So, but everything gets paid on time, but still. So now, you know, we have all these people that are out here. And I had to make a comment today about the fact that I said that my man crush, and I actually posted a picture, which I don't do, and I was telling people why I don't do that, is because, you know, I've had some embarrassing situations, and it's actually funny because I know that one of my embarrassing situations listens to my show. And so shout out to him for getting off social media. I mean, because at first, you know, I always like when my exes, they block me because they don't want me to tell the truth, you know, about them. Or they know I'll crip walk on a stat somewhere. They'll be like, you know, where's the love? And I'll be like, bitch, you had love. You ruined it. You know what I mean? They know I'm reckless, like a, you know, a pit bull with no leash. So I go today and I don't see his, and I hadn't checked on him in a while, and I don't see that he's 40 plus, married, you know, unmarried, never been married, no kids. And I know he didn't just meet anybody 3 months ago. So you know what? Kudos to him for getting off social media, because you couldn't have blocked me, because I had already blocked you, because normally I don't block people on social media because I want you to see what I'm doing. Because even if you hate my guts, like deep down, like some of the things I posted today from the book fair that we did up in Toronto, and just some of the new merchandise that I have coming out for the Corporate Thug, which is part of the affiliates, which is part of the Zero Fucks line, you know, I posted things like that. Even if you want to hate my guts, you really can't, because you'd be like, damn, she loves the kids. You know, she gives her time or her efforts or her money to charity. She, you know, she's a decent mom. I can't stand her, but, you know. So I want you to watch me because I want to lead by example. So I have no problem with anybody watching me, but sometimes I block people because I think they're filthy and I think they're disgusting. And so if I think you're filthy and disgusting, I don't need that type of energy eyeball on me. You know what I mean? I don't need you to be looking at me with your disgusting, filthy way of life and way of being, and especially if you hurt me. I don't, I, you know, I don't want you to look at me. I don't want you to look at me at all. You can watch me on television. or you can listen to me on the radio, or download me as your MP3. So I found today that he wasn't on there, and I was like, oh, maybe he grew up a little bit. You know, and I know he's listening to this. He probably, like, knocked over half the tchotchkes that are in his china cabinet right now and probably flipped the table over. But, and I'm saying this in all honesty, and he knows who I'm talking about. But it's not my problem. You know, you don't go around telling people things like I love you and then you just don't follow up with that shit. That's what I mean. So, like, if I tell somebody, like, hey, I'm going to buy your company, that means I have to follow up and do what I said I was going to do. So that's why, like, a lot of people think that I'm against love, hence why I've been posting all the Mike Tyson quotes based off his the documentary film that was done for him. I believe it was on Stars, and it's called Tyson. And I am so in love with that documentary, probably more than Beyonce's documentary, Life is But a Dream, and the one before that. I am more in love with it than Kobe Bryant's Muse, because he just is this – Mike Tyson is this – and I remember him from back in the day in Harlem, you know, and they used to say that he would sleep with a girl, like, out of the, you know, the projects in Brooklyn or somewhere, and, like, the next day she'd have a Range Rover. He was very, very generous. And I remember seeing him on 125 near my uncle and them's they used to have a bar up there by where we lived off of 125th. And, 150th and Riverside is where we were, but the bar was closer to 125th. And I remember seeing him in this, like, black shirling and just very massive, like, to look at. Like, he did. He looked like a pit bull standing up, just real massive. And, but it was so funny because it was almost like, I don't know if y'all remember the movie, The Neverending Story, where there was, like, that mythical, like, dragon thing that was, like, flying through the air, and the little boy's name was Atreyu, and he was like, Atreyu, and he went and was, like, petting, like, this giant dragon's face. Like, that's, you just wanted to pet his face. Like, you just wanted to give him a hug when you see him, because he just, he even breathed, the way he breathed was just very, like, you know, you just wanted him to calm down because you knew that there was something on the inside. And you're talking probably 20 years ago, give or take. And I didn't realize he was that much older than me either. And so I remember looking at him and not being afraid, but just, like, I wanted to pet him. I wanted to just give him a hug. And then to see him on TV knocking people out and, you know, Iron Mike and all this other stuff, it just, it didn't make sense. So fast forward, now we have the Floyd Mayweathers, and there's a meme that's out right now that says, our champion, and it's a picture of Mike Tyson shirtless walking down the streets of Harlem with Naomi Campbell, supermodel Naomi Campbell 20 years ago, and there's a picture of Floyd Mayweather in his Mary J. Blige boots and real love outfit, you know. So tonight's libation, and I don't want to say this wrong, is called Seasonal Spring Lager from the Southern Tier Brewing Company, and I think it's called Helles. It's spelled H-E-L-L-E-S. If somebody knows the proper enunciation, please text me. Yeah, so it's southerntierbrewing.com, brewed and bottled by Southern Tier Brewing Company, and it's Lakewood, New York. So it's not that far from where we are. That's why I bought it. It's a little, I prefer my Shock Top if I'm going to drink a beer. You know, I prefer other things if I'm going to drink a beer, but I just drank it because I thought that everyone was like Sam Adams, because I love Sam Adams seasonals, so like the Oktoberfest, the Winterfest, and then they have a pale summer ale, and this is very, I wish Al Sharpton was in the country. I think Al Sharpton, we had him as a guest on the show. He writes for Complex Magazine as well as a few other publications and periodicals, but he's in Amsterdam right now doing some interesting work on some race cars or something over there. So we'll meet up with him in Atlanta. You guys will get that story. I'll meet up with him next week sometime prior to maybe not this show coming up, but the next show. But I definitely, I love this documentary about Tyson because he just, if you watch the greats, and I have studied the greats because I want to make sure that I'm psycho in the right way. The way that he approached being great was the exact same way that Kobe Bryant approached being great. And then that was the exact same way that Beyonce approached being great. And then they also had a documentary on. I love documentaries. And I'm hinting this because there is a reason that I keep telling you that I like documentaries and that we've been going to the Toronto Film Festival, TIFF, here in Toronto for the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years, is because when I say that I'm a writer, it doesn't mean that I just only write books. I do music, I do poetry, and now, you know, we're partnering up and collaborating with some people, and hopefully we will be able to do an independent film, and one of them would be Stay in Your Lane. We've already been in talks with that for quite some time, and went out to California, had some great conferences and meetings about that, but we're trying to find more local people on this side of the coast to be able to do the filmmaking and get that done. And it just, and I also want to do a documentary about dancers. And I said this a long time ago. I said this 2 years ago. So this isn't just me looking at, you know, Instagram and saying, oh, I'd love to do, you know, a documentary on strippers. I want to do it from the angle of the fact that I have been linked with the Collective Advocates and Asha Terry based out of Brooklyn, New York. You guys know that. I tell you guys about that all the time. The fact that I was their winner when I did the monologue against human trafficking, and now you're starting to see this resurgence of young women, not even little kids, young women, 14, 15, 16, 17, being kidnapped, drugged up, human trafficked, sex slave. And to me, stripper is just, it's right there. You know, where is your daddy? And so I'm actually following a young lady on Instagram right now called Cardi BB. And she's the Puerto, she's the Dominican Puerto Rico one. And she's like, ah, beautiful body, cute girl. No kids, you know, not married, but, and she has both her parents. So this is actually an anomaly, because typically you see that it's, you know, the young lady doesn't have her father, but no, she has her father. Her father is very supportive of what she does, but she broke down on Instagram a few days ago, and she was crying, and she's like, you know, this shit is hard, and, you know, I know that God loves me and things like that. And that, to me, as a woman, is a cry for help. But when someone's paying you $3,000 a day to jump on a plane and go strip and dance, and you were going to strip and dance anyway, why wouldn't you do it? So I kind of want to do a documentary on that called Stripped. A lot of people don't know that when I was dealing with the fool that I was dealing with in the 313, that he was very immersed in that lifestyle, and it's very unfortunate that we are not on speaking terms, because I'm sure that he would be able to introduce me to some of Detroit's best and worst, because Detroit is at an all-time high right now where I think they're losing a couple girls a month via murder, overdose, kidnapped. And you have to understand that Detroit is no different than where we live. It's right there on that border. So, and I mean, from that border, you can get to Cuba, you can get in and out of Cuba. I mean, so this is something that's really serious and near and dear to me. So I don't know if I will put my film first or if we would do Stripped, but I definitely, it's a definite lifestyle choice. And there's always, always something that happens that makes these young ladies abruptly stop doing what they're doing. And 99% of the time, it's fear. Something happens, someone gets killed, someone's overdosed. And I just want to really study that culture and show people that these are still human beings, these are still young ladies, these are still young women. And no matter what disgusting acts they perform to get that money, somebody co-signed that fucking behavior. And so every time we hit a like on a picture, we're co-signing a behavior. And so I said today that my man crush Monday is guys that tell girls things like, you know what? Your ass does not look like Rosa Acosta. Put some goddamn clothes on, queen. Or, you know, you just don't see guys saying, you know what? Your titty nipples are too big. They're bigger than, you know, chocolate chip cookies. I can see them through your shirt. It's disgusting. Cover it up. Because the minute that you do that, trust me, women that are looking for your attention, right, the minute, and I'm not saying just one, you know, if a couple of you guys would go on these, crip walk on these steps the way I do and be like, you don't need to do that, you know what I'm saying, then I think that a lot of these young ladies and somebody mama would stop doing that shit. I mean, they're obviously doing it to get somebody's attention. Nobody, listen, if I put something on the internet, trust me, I wanted you to see it. I don't give a damn if it was my bare ass, my thong, or whatever. What I'm responsible for what image I put on the internet. Now, if someone else takes that image of me, that's different. you know, like the Humans of New York photo. That was not my photo, so it's open to a different kind of criticism because I didn't post it. But if I post a picture of my thong or whatever, you best believe I think I'm on 100. And you're not going to be able to tell me otherwise because I know I do what I'm supposed to. However, I don't do it to thirst trap. And a lot of you guys are thirstier than a motherfucker, and you need to get some of this Southern Tier beer. That's what you need to do. So, and part of watching the Tyson documentary, and it kind of was a documentary. I didn't like the way they split screen this one. But he also has a monologue that a lot of people aren't familiar with that was in Toronto, not at Pantages, it was somewhere else, but he's gone all over the world with it. He's gone to Morocco, he's gone to France, different parts of France doing it, he's gone to England doing this monologue that is basically kind of like a documentary, but it's him just, you know, and he's actually very good at it. And so I was actually very shocked at how intelligent he really is. I won't say smart, but like intelligent. And the fact that he said, you know, when he was at a certain age and he's practicing and he's doing this, but 99% of it started in the mental. And that's what people need to understand. That's what separates your Mike Tysons from your, you know, Floyd Mayweathers. And it's what separates your Beyoncés from your Rihannas. It's what separates, you know, Diddy from, you know, Jay-Z. You know, so although equally great, everybody's a Pablo Picasso in their own right, there's some of us that are just better at things and are going to continue to dominate until it's destroyed. And it's funny because each one of the people that I named, because I watched the documentary, so you're talking Tyson, Venus and Serena Williams, they had an amazing documentary. And same thing, so Tyson, Venus and Serena, Beyonce and Kobe, their work ethic is ridiculous. They believe that, yeah, certain things, natural ability comes into play, and they did because, I mean, obviously Kobe Bryant's father played in the NBA, you know, Venus and Serena, their dad coached them, Beyonce's dad coached her into doing what she was doing, and then Tyson had Customato. So there was always, you know, the master teaching the student, but when they got bigger than the master allowed them to go and unleash them to the world. And there's a lot of clips, if you go on my Instagram, which is at miss.d.scott, where Tyson is talking about how he was bullied and people picked on him and, you know, he went to jail a bunch of times and so on and so forth. And he says, you know, I just never wanted to be humiliated and picked on again, and I didn't want to be poor. And that's also an underlying thing that you see across the board with people that, you know, are, and, you know, I see all these people in the studio and I'm just like, but where's the album? Like, where's the music, you know? That's why I don't really like dealing with artists. I prefer to deal with a producer because, you know, a producer is going to always be in there making tracks, making beats, making tracks, making beats. You can look at Dre from Kool & Dre. He's the other part duo of Kool & Dre. He used to date Christina Milian like 100 years ago. He's down there in Miami. All he does is post pictures for the last 2-3 years of him in the studio. And then him on vacation, and then he's in the studio. And then he's on a boat, and then there's a studio in the bottom of the boat. And then that's just how it is. And so in order for me to perfect my craft, you know, I have to keep writing. So I was approached with the opportunity to do a book for someone. He's a former Marine. He's somebody that I work with. And he's Puerto Rican. So I think that that's, you know, a really good story within itself. Because let me be clear, I don't just take anybody's ghostwrite. Like, for example, and I spoke about this on my Facebook, I would not, if Amber Rose approached me herself, but as naked, I would not have ghostwritten her book. Because especially the title, How to Be a Bad Bitch, no. I wouldn't have done it. And, you know, I regret only one of my ghostwrites that I've ever done because it came out in the book because I have to be you, obviously, that he was a bad person. And I hope he's laying down asleep somewhere inside of a garbage bag, but, you know, with the twist tie at the top from the outside. But, you know, I wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? And it's unfortunate that a lot of people are looking at that and are like, yeah, she's a bad bitch. Nah, she might just be a bitch doing bad. Y'all have to learn to differentiate between the two. You know, why is she coming out with a book now? You know, and what I saw with the Kim Kardashian situation, and even though I came to Kim's defense because that's somebody's wife, you don't, look, girl, please, industry rule 2080, don't be shady. You are addressing someone you used to date's current wife. Girl, bye. Like if I was, I thought Kim did great, and I don't even like neither one of them. I don't give a damn about either one of them. But I feel like what Amber was doing was she was, you know, she's taking a stab at her ex-husband who looks like, you know, a skinny, a little baby dinosaur like T-Rex or whatever. And according, you know, he's very popular over in Europe with Khalifa. But I think that, you know, somebody has to stop this fucking train wreck. And then these photos came out of her where they said she was catfishing people. And not that her body looked bad. No, 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 no. It's just that motherfucker don't look like it look on Instagram. And that's like one of my biggest fears is to meet somebody, meet a reader, a listener, or a fan or somebody, and they like, oh, she be looking so beat. You know, I guess, like, you know, people say, oh, face beat. When somebody tells me your face is beat, I'm like, ain't nobody hit me. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you talking about? Nobody hit me, and they're like, no, motherfucker, like, face beat, like, makeup. I couldn't sit there like that, but that's just me. So, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, a lot of people allow her to destruct like that, to self-destruct, and you don't have any friends. You don't have anybody that's telling you, like, you don't have to do that. How come you're not in the gym? Like, if you're going to make money based off your looks, be a professional about the shit. You know, get your ass in the gym. Tighten that shit up. You know, we've all, you know, people have kids. That's what they do. But, like, come on now. Get your shit. And so it's unfortunate that, you know, we as other queens, you know, we go and we tear people down. You know what I mean? Like, we tear people down for no reason. If she's pretty, we tearing her down. If she's ugly, we tearing her down. And in a group the other day, somebody said that somebody made it somewhere because of their looks. And I'm like, okay, but that's like saying that ugly people are smarter because they don't have friends and they have more time to study. Who would say that? You wouldn't say that, right? And so I think that this year I'm just going to spend the rest of the year crip walking on people's stats and pointing out hypocrisy. You know, I just want to stop the commentary about other women amongst other women. Like, that, why are we doing that? Just like grown men shouldn't talk about other grown men. You know, that's that chatty patty shit. That's the Dame Dash shit everybody's talking about. You know, which, by the way, hashtag tweet like Dame Dash is fucking hilarious. It's the funniest shit ever. But right now, I'm going to put y'all onto a vibe that I've really been feeling lately, and it makes me feel good. It's a happy song. Definite shout out to Erykah Badu. She just won a Black Girls Rock Award. That show won't be airing until next week. I believe they just had the award ceremony last night in Jersey. And the song is actually, ironically, called Queen by Janelle Monae featuring Erykah Badu.
Call it.
that was that new Janelle Monáe. It might not be new, but I love it. It's called Queen with Erykah Badu. So basically, tonight's show is just about the fin-to-dos versus the people that are really doing shit. And so what I noticed when you go to L.A. or when you go anywhere else is that people that are really doing shit, they're not really that vested into their vehicles, and they're not that, they're that, like, you pull up to their crib and you're like, oh shit, like, is that your name in the marble and in sidewalk speckled with gold as I walk into your house? Like, they're not really concerned with everything else that's going on. You know, you live in California, you're talking about rent that's $5,000 a month just for something decent for your kid to go to a decent school, and forget Calabasas and everywhere else. And shout out to Kay Boogie. She's out on the West Coast again. This is her third time, I think, in the last 3 weeks that she's out on the West Coast. She cleans things up for me, and she's out there handling her business out there. She was in Malibu last week chilling, and then in she's in Calabasas right now, I think, enjoying a nice cocktail. But that's what I'm saying. Like, she's actually one of those people that, for as much as she has going on, she never really shows it. And it's funny because, for as flamboyant as people think I am, I don't, 99% of what you see on the internet is only 1% of my life. But I do make sure that I'm very clear that I'm present as a parent, that I'm very clear that I'm present as, you know, a mom, as, you know, a writer, as all these things, and it's part of the practice. And so I don't like when people say, oh, you assume that just because I don't post pics with my kids that I'm not with my kids, motherfucker, because I know for a fact you fucking not. All that you posting pictures on Christmas and their birthdays and holidays and on the first day of school, man, fuck y'all. You know what I mean? Because if you were really a parent, it's something that would be ingrained into your life every day instead of holding up bushels of fucking weed. Like, okay, because that's, you know, because that looks appropriate next to a picture of your daughter at her communion, dummy. You see what I mean? Or you're posting, you know, this is the other thing. And let me, because tax season is coming to a close for people that don't pay taxes. We have till the 15th. But the reason that people that don't get a refund back, or single people that don't have children, or just people that make over a certain amount of money that end up having to owe taxes, are so upset with you and your $80 million refund is the fact that you are the same motherfuckers, a lot of you, that are on the internet when you get your tax money and you're buying all this dumb, stupid, crazy shit. You're going to Red Lobster every day. You're doing all this shit. Your kid finally gets a pair of Jordans. And it's just, it's such hypocrisy, because it's like, oh, I'm sorry. And not only that, your rent is $14. You think, listen, let me tell you something. If they would give it to me, I would take it. But even when I went through my divorce, I made too much money, and I didn't even have a fucking job to qualify for anything because I was married. And the way that the system is set up is it does discourage marriage, because your benefits get cut apparently, or whatever, whatever. So just bear with me. So I have a fucking problem with us driving the same vehicle, and I got to pay for my groceries every month to the tune of anywhere from $700 to $1,200, $1,300 a month. They give you that money for free. So let's just say that all they give you is food stamps, right? Because I'm going to tell you why the rest of America is mad at you. So say they give you $1,200 in food stamps, and you still pay regular rent. Dude, that's $1,200. You understand what I'm saying? To feed your family when the rest of us have to pay in cash. Okay, if your rent is $14, right, okay, my mortgage or my rent or whatever ain't never been $14. It ain't never even been close to $14. It's closer to damn near what, you know, I would pay in groceries. You know what I'm saying? So imagine that. So now you got $2,800 worth of shit. You know, not even 20. Oh, I'm sorry. I will say $2,800 including the insurance. My insurance is about $300 a month to insure me, my child, dental, everything else. So they're giving you insurance too. So right there, that's well over $3,000. Okay, that us quote unquote normal people, part of the working poor, I call us, have to pay automatically. Okay, mortgage, you know, and then forget the car note. So yeah, you know, some people do get a little bit upset about the fin-to-dos, because here you are buying all this shit, balling out of control, and you don't have to pay for shit. So, of course, you have extra money to get a Michael Kors bag, which I don't wear, or to get Marc Jacobs, yes, Michael Kors, no. But, you know, you have all this money to do all these things, and it's like here we are busting our ass, and because we make over a certain amount of money, we don't get taxes back, and we have to pay for shit. So, yeah, we kind of salty at y'all motherfuckers. When y'all posting pictures of this shit and the, you know, had to get these new Jordan 8s or whatever the fuck kind of shoe just came out. And, you know, not that we can't afford to do that, but that's not higher on our priority list because we actually have to work for the money that we get. I'm not saying anything against welfare recipients. If you need it, fuck it, take it. You know, but I don't want to see a fucking cheddar biscuit, motherfucker. I don't want to see that shit. Okay, because if you had to pay regular rent and you had to pay regular prices for shit, your ass would not be at motherfucking Red Lobster every week. You wouldn't be. You know what I mean? And so some people look at it as not fair. I look at it as fair if you're using it for what you need it for, not to have your drug dealer or your boyfriend who maybe isn't a drug dealer living in your house and then him paying all the rest of the bills in the house. So you just working as a CNA or doing whatever it is that you're doing part-time, and you get to keep all your money. I don't get to keep all my money, you know, and a lot of Americans don't. And that's why they get mad with y'all at fucking tax time. Yeah, you know, that's great that you get back 8, 9, and 10 grand every year because you had 2 and 3 children. But then there's people like me that chose to only have one child because that's all I could fucking afford right now. You know, if I got pregnant again, if me and my, you know, significant other and we got pregnant, guess what? I will be working from home. I'll still be hustling and doing everything that I'm doing right now, but it won't be as ferocious as what I'm doing right now because I'm not doing it, you know? I would not bring another child onto this earth if I couldn't afford to travel, if I couldn't afford to do all the same things that I do with Boom right now. You know, and I would love to think that obviously I would be married because if not, then I don't know what to tell you. But and it would be forever. So you guys have to be careful when you're posting shit like that. And, hey, everybody's going to offend everybody at some point, but you have to understand that you are part of the have motherfucking not. You have not, you know, paid your taxes enough to the point where you owe somebody. You have not proven to the state that you can take care of your child, so the state has to help. And let me get on y'all men, too. You know, this reflects on you as well. Because what it's saying is that, you know what, the dude that I have a child with, he can't afford to pay either. Okay? You are part of the have-nots, so don't act like you're part of the haves. You know, no pun intended for the Tyler Perry situation, but you got to be careful with that. So no wonder you're getting fucking robbed. Only motherfuckers I know getting robbed is people that advertise on Instagram. I don't even take pictures inside my crib. Not a window, not a motherfucking thing. You won't even see the field next to the crib. You know what I mean? But you might know where my mama live at, but everybody know where my mama live at. And trust me, I wish you would try it. But I'm just saying, like, y'all don't understand why people get mad, and that's why. So another thing that I tell people, I don't do credit cards. And I don't do credit cards because I have other revolving lines of credit on other shit, okay? That means that people say, well, what's the big deal with that? Motherfucker, the big deal is that when you see me get on a flight to go to California or to go to Atlanta or to go to, you know, New York, I paid for that. That means I had to have the money right then and there. I didn't borrow it from somebody. I don't have a sponsor. So, you know, yeah, the fact that I have no credit card is a big fucking deal to me because I don't have debt, you know. The fact that my undergrad is already paid for and all I got to pay now is this extra graduate work, that's a big deal to me. Now, that's part of what you don't see. You know, so when you talk about the fin-to-do people versus the people that are doing, you know, I'm making sure that my son has college money put up so he ain't got to fucking steal crab legs and shit and ruin his placement in a draft if he decides he wants to play a sport. You know, I'm working so that when he gets to a certain age, and again, I got to go back to the Dame Dash situation, so that if he come in and say, "Mom, I don't want to work today," all right, you ain't got to work today, but you're not going to get paid for today either. He's 10 years old. He got a job. He's getting ready to be 11 tomorrow, so I'm all excited about it. But, you know, what's your fucking excuse? You know, I don't want to see that you driving the same Jeep as the dude that owns the members club who closed half of Harlem. That doesn't make fucking sense. And I know for a fact that your significant other, your baby's mother, is on some type of assistance. That's some real ignorant shit. Don't do that. You know what I mean? If you can't afford to keep having these babies, then don't fucking do it. And then don't get mad when people start coming at you saying that y'all should be drug tested, you know, for your benefits and all this other shit. Don't be mad because people are mad that they don't get $1,200 a month to spend on food. Should I be in the grocery store making fucking life decisions and shit? Do I buy the organic chicken because it's fucking $87 more? Or do I just buy the regular goddamn chicken because we got other shit to do? Fruits and vegetables are expensive as hell. You know, bag of ruby red grapefruit, $6. Little clementines, $8. Okay? So, I mean, a thing of salad, a tub of salad, the spring mix or whatever, is $7. Okay? This is New York. So, at New York State, I don't, you know, I'm right across the bridge from Canada, but, I mean, come on. Then you wonder why I have, you know, beverages for dinner and shit. 300 calories, glass of wine, red wine, we good. Mm-mm. So you got to understand that, especially during tax time, that the fin-to-do people are the people that are talking about what they're getting ready to do when they get this money. And again, I you know, it's my fault. I was supposed to call Nakia and have her on the show about financial literacy and being able to take, even if it's just a portion of that money, and reinvest it or put it up somewhere so that you have a little something to fall back on. And definitely I'm going to have to get with her, but I know she's a new mommy, so, and I know she started a new blog, but definitely going to have to get with you guys on that, because it's just, it's an epidemic and it's embarrassing us. It really is. And it's, I don't even want you eating a fucking cheddar biscuit if I can't have one, and I've been out working, and I don't eat out like that. I go to work every day, and I literally 7 days a week, I'm working, I'm in the studio, I'm in an office, I'm, you know, at work, I'm trying to work out. It's just, it gets disheartening. So when we're sitting up here and we're the people that are actually doing shit, we're actually going to work, we're actually, you know, making life decisions about which kind of insurance that we want to get for our children and things like that, and you guys get on average $2,000 to $3,000 a month for free shit, you know what I would do with $2,000 to $3,000 extra a month? So be sensitive of that when you acting like you fit to do some shit or that you bought that life for real because you got your tax money back. Because one of my new models is I got to live to party another day. So I can't just live today just to say I want to live in this palatial estate. No. If that means I got to, you know, batten down my expectation real quick and say, okay, but I can live in this house and it has this many bedrooms and it's out here for this amount, you know, like something else is that, you know, I'm planning on moving to Atlanta. Now, I won't say when, but it will be sooner than later. And unfortunately, you know, obviously I'm going down there, you know, balls to the wall with, you know, no job. So those things cost fucking money when you have to have a place to live and you're down there, because obviously there's different studios and things like that that are down there. They're doing a call for more writers and things like that down in the Georgia area. I've gotten several emails about different things, but I'm not ready to leave my area just yet. And obviously if I was going to choose to move somewhere, it would be either there or back to New York City where I was if I get the gig that I want to get. And that's something else that's in the work, because for me, writing isn't just about writing this one thing and just putting out this little piece of work. I want to be remembered like they remember Frida Kahlo and a lot of the things that she said and a lot of the things that she did. I want to be an empire. I want them to say, damn, she owned everything that she did. Everything she touched, she owned it. You know, everything that she did, she was proud of, whether mainstream liked it or not. You know, we have all these new filmmaking studios popping up. Tyler Perry owns, you know, all of Atlanta pretty much, and then they filmed The Walking Dead in Atlanta. I mean, for me to be able to get on one of those shows and be able to write would be, you know, a dream come true. But again, that dream has to be deferred until mama decides, okay, what kind of house we gonna live, where we gonna live at. A lot of people don't know that Lawrenceville, Georgia house is one of the top STEM programs in the country, according to New York U.S. News and World Report. It's the school, it's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So, of course, I want my son, you know, in the best of the best. So I think that Atlanta would be a better choice. And so I'll be chronicling, you know, my journey to find a home down there and the place that I want to live. And we'll actually be in Atlanta, not this weekend, but next weekend we'll be down there visiting my family. And of course, you'll see all of that on my Instagram and on my Twitter. Again, my Instagram is at miss.d.scott. My Twitter is at dmsst93, and my Instagram is at miss.d.scott. Now, I definitely feel like I've been very clear with everyone about the fact that I'm going to be crip walking on people's stats, because it needs to stop, and we need to stop attacking each other. This isn't me attacking people that are on the system, because if you need it, please do take it. Don't have these babies out here starving to death and everything else. But then don't, you know, dress them in polo from head to toe, because motherfuckers, they got real money. They got to pay fucking tuition for their kids to go to school. They're not dressing their kids in all polo. So you see how the comparison level alternative is a little off, and we look fucking crazy right now. And I just don't want to look. I just want to stay in my lane. You know, my little car, my little truck matches my personality. It's red. You know, the way I dress matches, you know, what my financial status is, and sometimes worse, because I'll, you know, wear the same pants for 3 days. Just depends. So I just don't feel that we should be out here, you know, with a quote unquote, you know, $8,000 purse, and you got on Payless shoes, because now you're making a mockery of the fashion industry by suggesting that we should believe that the purse is real, but the rest of you is a fucking mess. You got to really be careful with trying to keep up and fit to do shit with the people that are actually doing shit. You know what I mean? Because you're going to retch around and see where I'm from, they'll call your ass out all day. But to expose my current mood, and we're going to actually cut the show short today because I have some research that needs to be done. I have some traveling I have to do next week, and we're going to try to get some more guests for you guys on the show, people that I've met along the way. And we will probably have my West Coast correspondent, STL, on the show next Monday, along with I'm begging for Blue Kimball, and we'll tell you who Blue Kimball is. He's in Atlanta, Georgia. He's an actor. He was just out in Cali same time we were, so I'm pleading with him right now to see if he'll come on the show next week. He's a nice piece of eye candy, ladies. And did y'all like my man crush today? Y'all can go check out and see who my man crush is today on my Instagram at miss.d.scott. But for right now, I just want to tell y'all how long I be thinking about my money all day, all day. How long I think about this movement. Guess what?
All day, all day.
All day. So guys, we'll see you tomorrow for Title 2 Tuesday. I'm sure I'm going to come up with some bullshit.
All day, all day.
Thanks for tuning in.
How long you... all day, all day. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, all day. How many runners do you got on call? All day, all day. Twist, twist. How long they keep you in call? All day, all day. Take you to get this fly? All day, all day. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, all day. Now already know I'm straight from the shop. All day, all day. Top, 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 side. All day, all day. This shit, nigga, shopping for the winner and it's just made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, it's just crazy, nigga. He ain't getting money that you got 8 figures. But at these peace, man, I been saying, nigga. Just talk to fair con at sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Kim, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day-to-day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with the small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off-day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all-say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have off-say with you. You a Rico Suave, nigga. Round, round, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an I-way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Bitch, you do shit to Broadway, nigga. You got ass from a Broadway figure. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. Get a dropout at it as always. As always. All day, all day. All day, boy. Woo!
I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. It been a mother draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. You know I still go wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real tough right now. I swear I've been on the slide. Like, I'm off right now. Sipping, getting money for a jump right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now.
Right now,
24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid.
So good.
Looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Do the most and they ain't done. Only way I can sum it up, Tom Bill.
Hands up, 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 hands up.
Peel up, peel up, peel up.